the All Day Breakfast Podcast, brought to you by Travel Solutions.
Hello, welcome back to another edition of the All Day Breakfast Podcast, and we are currently skiing down a mountain, drinking beer and loving life with our mates at Travel Solutions, who this podcast is sponsored by.
Exactly, Travel Solutions, and I'm on a skidoo, by the way. I'm not skiing.
Why? What do you mean you're on a skidoo?
That's what I'm going to do.
You're not skiing at all?
Well, you're skiing, I'm going to be skidooing, or I might be on one of these Ringos.
Aye, but there are activities. What are you going to do during the day? You're not going to ski?
Oh, well, I might have a wee snowball fight with Harry. Wee Harry's going on the trip.
Yeah, this is going
Harry
on a ski
that you're
trip.
You're going to hear, honestly, the cutest Valentine's message from on the podcast.
Oh, absolutely lovely. We're also going to hear little clips of our boss, Earl. Back in the day, he was a radio presenter. I know, believe it or not, Earl actually done radio. What did you think, honestly? Now that we're not on air, we're recording a podcast intro. Did you think he was good?
Well, I would probably say could do better, you know.
Yeah, I thought he was wick. Yeah. Come on, Earl. You could do better than that.
I know, yeah.
It was so funny because he came in that day and he was like, you had to pick those flipping links. That show, not me award-winning stuff. And I was like, what award-winning stuff? Emro Radio Presenter Newcomer of the Year 2019 Silver Medalist, just saying. That's me. What else we'll talk about this week?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, hi. The most
romantic. You got my phone,
day.
I got your phone.
Oh my god. And do you know I'm still getting messages sent through to me? Replies.
I've still not explained myself. So people do think, you know, what you text them actually happened, and it didn't. my friends think, well, they thought I got lucky this Valentine's Day, and I didn't.
Do you think I was more ruthless on you than you were on me?
Yeah,
I agree. Stay tuned to find out what we said. Like we said at the start, it's proudly sponsored by Travel Solutions, the lovely, lovely people there. If you fancy getting in touch with them, you could ring their shop. What would you say, shop?
Yeah, as well, yeah.
Their office.
Office,
there we go.
Office.
You can ring their office, 90-455-030-02890, 455-030. Visit their website, travel-solutions.co.uk. They've got brilliant deals coming up to the summer as well. Just thinking, we're coming out of the winter.
Yeah.
Going into the spring. Maybe you want to book yourself a wee holiday. Get in there early. You may as well go and check out what deals they have. And thank you once again to your friends at Travel Solutions, because no doubt we're having a ball on the ski
so
trip.
Ball.
Well, I mean, like, we're on the ski trip now, but we recorded this before we went on the ski trip, but we're having a ball. No doubt. Follow along on our socials. Thank you for listening, and here it is.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Morning. And welcome to Monday's show. Like I said to GMV Chaz, it was such a weekend for showbiz.
It really was, yeah, because of the Super Bowl, the Brits.
And even closer to home, there was the charity boxing event.
Yes, that you went to.
Oh,
FOMO.
Do you know what? It was so funny because all week I was like, I can't even get tickets to this. I can't even get tickets to this. And then lovely Jeff said, I've won. Do you
want
to go?
We had one ticket.
Like, yes, I'm there. So, of course, I donated the pips and stuff for going as well, but it was just incredible.
Oh, do you know what? On the lead up, I knew it was going to be good. I knew it was going to be such a great event.
I need to say, hats off to the Northern Irish comedians. Like, what a thing they done for such a good cause as well. And hats off to you if you donated, by the way, listening to the show. Thank you very much, because I think we got close to £1,500.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Which was
in a really short space of time as well.
Yeah, literally a couple of days. So well done on that. Sam Smith. I opened my phone on, what was it, Sunday morning? Yesterday morning, because the Brits were Saturday night. And all I saw was pictures of Sam Smith.
That is all that's really been talked about.
Yeah.
It used to always be something happens at the Brits, you know, but it's really just what Sam Smith is wearing.
Well, that's exactly it. And it wasn't just Sam Smith. There was, well, Harry Styles got beaten into from Conor McGregor. And like, Conor McGregor's one to talk. Have you seen some of his outfits that he's worn in the past? You know what I mean? So there was that. There was, who else? Was Roman Kemp. He was slated online too.
You tell me, he was wearing a tank top that didn't look like it was finished.
A tank top that looked like it was made out of cotton wool balls, like cotton wool balls, but it had no sleeves. So people were tagging him in. Do you know Twiggy from the Royal Family?
Yeah.
People were like doing like comparison pictures for him. It was mad, but unbelievable. The outfit of the night for me, definitely Sam Smith's.
Do you know what it reminded me of?
What?
You ever watched The Little Mermaid?
Yes.
What's her name? Is it Ursula?
Ursula. The villain?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it reminded me of.
Do you know what it reminded me of?
What?
A burnt roast chicken.
Oh.
That's what it reminded me of.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Blur Country House on Q Radio. Speaking of radio, a day that all us radio DJs and radio nerds love to celebrate, yeah, is World Radio Day today.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah, best. And we were just talking about this morning, best medium in the world,
yeah.
Bar none.
We were talking about this, and do you know, that's what I'll do, like a wee, you'll probably do the same, like a little montage of pictures from over the years.
Oh,
working,
yeah,
in radio.
Well, I was only going to do one. Oh. Do you know, like the sort of, I was going to do, because I've got a picture of my first day ever talking into a microphone on the radio, and it was for Queen's University Radio. Mm. And there I am, look at that.
Oh, you've not changed.
So I love that. No, that was 2018, to be fair.
Oh, right, 5 years ago.
It wasn't too long ago. But yeah, that was my very first radio broadcast. It was funny because I made all my own jingles, you know. You know the way, like, we've Carl here to be like, Cue Radio Breakfast.
Yeah.
I tried to do that myself.
Oh, I did years ago as well, and I used, because I was on like a night shift, like overnights, and I got my friend to voice something, and I used a bit of Insomnia by Faithless. Oh, it was awful. It was really cheesy trying to make my own jingles, yeah.
And what way did you do it? Did you go like, yes, man?
No, my friend just voiced it, said something like she couldn't sleep at night because I was on.
Yes, man. I sort of done, I tried to do, do you know the man, the X Factor voice?
Yeah,
Queen's Radio! Declan! And all, and I tried to do it like that. Oh, it was so cringe. And I had, do you know the song from Cocoon behind it?
Oh, I don't know that.
And I tried to do, you know, like a big intro as if I'm here.
Oh, no.
I'm on. I think I had 30 people listening, to be honest. Not much has changed since then, to be honest.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Well, we're celebrating people introducing, well, people basically doing our job. It's just celebrating radio and how good of a medium it is, and how we're all chancers and we get paid for playing music and talking rubbish. That's exactly it,
chancers,
really.
Chancers, we're professionals on top of our game.
I'm going to test you out, right?
Oh, no.
Yes, okay. You read the news. That's something I can't do. I wouldn't be able to do that. However, do you reckon you could talk over the intro of a song and not crash the lyric? Because that is a skill. I don't care what anybody says. There should be a GCSE in talking
over
the
intro. What do you mean, crashing the lyric?
Well, it's
explain
like this.
Explain that for our listeners.
If I do this, right? How you doing? It's Q Radio Breakfast. Good morning, Declan Wilson. Some stereophonics on the way. Make sure you get in touch with me, 07702-687-001. Let us know how your day's going. Kelly Clarkson on the way after Ed Sheeran. This is Shivers. Boom. Didn't crash the vocal. Slick.
So you timed what you were saying exactly to just ease into the top line.
You gotta know when Edward comes in to sing. So, Gian, three.
No, we're.
Two.
I can't do
it. One.
No.
Go. Go. This is Gian Veach.
Declan. I can't do it.
Keep talking while you can.
I can't.
Wick. Gian Veach, wick.
All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Tiesto and Tate McRae. 10:35. That's not the time, that's the name of the song. In case people thought I was a really bad radio DJ. 10:35 now. World Radio Day today, so well, let's teach some people how to do radio. They're listening. Let's teach yourselves first.
I need a refresher course.
So do I. I just wing it day in, day out. I'm gonna be honest, like, I just come on and I'm like, alright, let's go. You either like me or you don't. One of those ones. But I was teaching Jane there is one skill, and it's talking up to the vocal.
See, I used to have a boss I was saying to you that didn't really, he said, don't crash the vocal, but don't worry about talking right up to the vocal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And just leave, like,
said,
a wee.
Nobody cares.
Oh, no, I do. I do care. I like it when it's right up to the vocal. It's neat and it's.
I know. Yeah, I know what you mean from that point of view.
You know, but this is so anarchy of us. Like, it's unbelievable right now. But in radio, I sort of described it with you. Yes, you give it a go, right? You know what to do. I feel bad. You haven't even headphones on, but you'll be able to hear it.
All right, okay.
Right, so here we go. One, two, three.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Brits. Ed Sheeran wasn't really at the Brits, was he? So, like, he's about to kick in and about, oh, I don't know. I can't really hear it, to be fair. Okay, so it's Ed Sheeran. This is this Shivers by Ed Sheeran? Q Radio.
Yeah.
I had nothing planned there.
Well, you didn't,
but,
crash the vocal.
Didn't crash the vocals, but yeah. I've just got my little boss, Kevin, my old boss, ringing in my ears going, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. But you
don't
really
clash the vocals.
So the Brits were on last night. We'll get you up to date with those in a wee bit. You're expecting the DJ to come back in.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean, but
you know what I mean? You want to fill it. Yeah. Anyway, we've got some voice notes in of people going to have a go at being a radio DJ. So, Craig, let's hear you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Q Radio. It is Monday the 13th of February, and here is our next song on the playlist, Take That with Shine. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Yeah, that was good, Craig.
I'd give that a solid out of 10. Give it a 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
I think we give it higher than that, actually. I'm going to give Craig an 8.
I'm quite harsh. I'm going to go 6. I'm the Simon of radio, let's see. Here is Niall.
Good morning. It's Monday. It is sunshine in the air. So here we have Take That with Shine. Show it.
He gave it a shot.
I'm going to get. He's not being himself. That's not really Niall, is it? That's
no.
Not.
No, he's
putting on a.
Yeah, he's putting on a wee
a voice.
Twang there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Go again now.
Good morning. It's Monday. It is sunshine in the air. So here we have Take That with Shine. Show us. You're such a big
star to me. The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
So today's World Radio Day, and we thought we would do a wee bit of role reversal.
Yeah,
yes.
Turning the tables, really.
Yes, because what we do in radio, it's good to keep in touch with the boss every so often.
Yeah.
You know, go into the office, have a wee chat, we catch up about the shows, and we do things called tape sits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just basically making sure we're doing our job right.
Yeah, well, yeah, it gives us like constructive feedback and stuff, which is good because it's nice to get that, because then you're out on a limb if you don't know, you know, if you're doing a good job, bad job.
Well, I like feedback.
Yeah.
In any shape.
As long as it's constructive.
I never throw toys out of the pram with the boss man or all. I'm always like, yeah, thank you. And then I go outside the door and then I throw the toys out of the pram because I'm a wee bit of a diva. I'm only joking here. But I'm going to ring boss man or all because I thought this would be the golden opportunity to.
Welcome to the O2 messaging.
Hold on. This is funny. Hold on. I think he knows what's happening here.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service.
Okay, so we're going to rip on and do this without Harold. I have done a bit of digging on the computer and I found some clips of Earl when he was a radio DJ.
Yes.
Before he was a radio boss. So this was, I'd say, how many years ago?
Oh, I don't know. 2016,
I think it is.
I think it's even more.
Yeah. 2016, he used to do a weekend breakfast show.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be good if we get the listener, listening to the show now, to critique Boss Man Earl.
Mm-hmm.
That way, we don't say anything about him. We don't get in trouble. The listener would be the one to get in trouble.
Yeah, as long as it's constructive, you know.
Constructive criticism and feedback. What do you think of this? Now, the station slogan, a bit cheesy back then, was better music.
Yeah.
So it was like, better music. This is Q. So I think they had to start every link with that.
Better music, this is Q Radio. It's Errol and Adele right through until 10. Now, we love our coffee, don't we?
Oh, we do.
And it seems that the nation is turning into a nation of coffee drinkers. We'll talk about all of that and play some great music after News of the 8 right here on Q Radio.
What I am going to say is, I like that because there was a little hook in there.
Yes, keep you listening.
There was a wee hook and a tease. You know, why? Coffee drinkers? Okay. So that was link one. By the way, shout out to Adele, who used to work with Q Radio. That used to be Earl's co-host. So this is link two.
Better music, this is Q Radio. Right, that is just about it for this hour, Adele. On the way in the next hour, that we have some great songs. Your namesake's going to be on as well.
Oh, really?
Yes, Adele, the other one.
What? Which Adele?
With Make You Feel My Love.
Which
Adele? You know, just the Adele.
No, I meant to say which song.
All right, okay. Well, it's Make You Feel My Love. Going to play Blue and Elton. Sorry, seems to be the hardest word. R.E.M., Everybody Hurts. And Emily Sunday with a beautiful song, Clown, all on the way after News at 12 here on Q Radio.
I'm afraid to comment. What are you...
I'm saying nothing. I'm going to leave it completely to the listener. What do they think?
So let's us say nothing.
Yeah.
But listener,
see that way.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think of Boss Man Earl on the radio? 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest.
Better music.
Let us know.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
I ain't worried about it. Better music.
Oh, yeah. One Republic. I ain't worried. I am a wee bit.
Okay. He's going to walk past him with your P45 in one hand.
With a P45. You got a job lined up, Declan, son. No. What station are we on?
Q Radio.
Thanks, Earl. Good morning. Do you know what? He's getting a bit of love here, I have to say. He's definitely a 10.
Yeah.
Definitely a 10. Kim. Mm-hmm. That's coming from Kim. Thanks for that, Kim. And that's it. There's someone said, I thought they said, he sounds like a broken down lorry on the West Link, but I think there legitimately is
a broken down
lorry on the West Link, so we'll do this.
Q Q-Radio Traffic. The all-day breakfast with Declan Wilson.
More messages coming in about Boss Man Arl. And you're critiquing him, which I think is good. This is good, because we're not doing it, so we won't get in trouble. We've got some voice notes, even better. Have a listen to this one, Boss Man.
I'm giving Earl a 10 out of 10. Because I didn't realise that he was only about 14 and he was still at school. So he only had free times at the weekend to do the weekend show. He obviously studied business management because he's made Q Radio into the massive success that it is. Well done, Earl. Michelle from Earth Island.
She recorded that with her fingers crossed. Just saying.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Well, voice notes have been coming in.
A lot of love.
All critique and boss man, Earl. Because I went through the computer. That's a lot of effort for me to do that. Go through the computer to find old clips of her boss.
And it was finding short clips. I mean, he would go on, you know, quite a while. It was some 3 minutes.
Do you want a shovel? He would just go on and on and on and he wouldn't shut up. Oh my God. Go ahead, yes.
I did not see that.
You looking sick.
I'll buy him a few drinks on the ski trip next week to make up for that.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear him live on the radio next week with us. He'll be joining us on the show all week. He doesn't know that yet, but I'm going to drag him home to the crack. Here's another voice note.
Because you two don't want to get fired, I am going to say your boss man is a 10. Because I want you to keep your jobs.
Oh.
Bye.
Nearly as if she had to say that, you know. Don't want to get these two sacked. They're actually good crack in the morning, so we'll just say he's 10 out of 10.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Monday morning's Q Radio Breakfast. Hi, hi. And welcome. It is World Radio Day all over the world, and we're celebrating it because we love it. We do the job. We're radio presenters, aren't we, Al?
Yes.
Now, I've decided to invade my colleagues' personal folders here in work because I'm trying to find some old clips of when they were a bit younger on the radio. Mm. And I've succeeded with two of our presenters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I went into your folder and your folder's a mess.
There's a lot of folders in my folders. Like, there's been folders made for me. I didn't even make them.
Boss Man Earl did. It's really funny. And he's at the end, I'm like, sort this out. Yeah. This is ridiculous. Your life's a mess. All these folders being like, this is disgusting. All your files are in here. Delete and sort this immediately. It's really funny.
These little passive aggressive folders.
Do you not realise you're very lucky to have a job on?
Q Radio.
There you go. So, I have successfully found a clip of Abe Sesse. This is when, remember City Beat?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah I do, yeah.
This was Abe doing a Sunday morning on City Beat back in the day. And it's like a round of innuendo bingo.
It really is.
I'm not going to lie, I want to hear this.
It's good, isn't it? It's a brand new single from Pink, Blow Me One Last Kiss. She's back with a bang.
Whoa!
Loved all their earlier stuff. Do you remember Trouble? Trouble used to be my ringtone for somebody. I'm not going to tell you who it was. I'll not disclose it at 8 minutes past 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. No. How are you? Are you up out of your bed yet? I am, but I feel like I'm still in it. Yeah. Late night last night.
Oh, was it Ava? 100%? Late night, was it? That's Abe. Don't they sound younger?
Yeah, he says, yeah, we need to find out who Trouble is. I want to know. We should ask him.
Mm, so do I. Actually, we'll put that to him. He's back later from four, so I might ring in. Abe, to disclose this. I love Abe's music as well.
Morning this morning. Doesn't make for a good combination, no. But I'm here.
It's very Abe, isn't it?
Really Abe, yeah.
Very, very Abe. I've invaded another presenter's folder, and he goes by the name of Garth Woods.
Mm-hmm.
He's on every Friday and Saturday night and Sunday evening as well. Remember how young Garth Woods started in the radio business?
Yes, he used to do the travel.
He used to do the traffic and travel, yeah, 100%. And I think he sounds different. I don't know about you, right? But I think he sounds different. This was Garth Woods doing the traffic back in the day.
Thanks, guys. Well, in Belfast, the M1 is quite slow heading out of the city from Junction 1 Broadway at Junction 3 Blacks Road, and there's still some congestion at Junction 6 Sinfield Road.
I'm going to stop it because I'm worried in case people are like, it's actually fine here right at the minute, and they're like, well, what's Q Radio on about? I love his little sign-off.
Q Radio, first for travel.
Aww.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Adorable.
Q Radio, first for travel.
And then, of course, this morning we found loads of clips of Boss Man Earl.
Better music, this is Q Radio. That's just about it for this hour. But on the way in the next hour, me and Adele are going to be talking about children who supposedly are playing with tablets and phones at a very young age.
Unreal. So I'm going to go deeper into the presenting archives and try and find some more clips on some of our presenters. It's so funny, isn't it? That Conor Brennan has completely cleared all of his folders, sort of having the foresight that this will happen one day. Yeah.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Key Radio, first for travel.
Reminds me of somebody else, actually. Speaking of voices, that broke.
Better music. Key Radio. Ha 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 ha. Very, very funny.
Do you know who he sounds like?
Disclaimer, it was all Yaz's idea.
He sounds a little bit like that Christmas elf.
So he does, yeah, you do sound like...
I sound like the Christmas elf.
Yeah, remember we had the Q Radio Christmas elf on? You sound really like him.
All right, thanks, I think. So,
Boss Man Earl's just walked into the studio. Do you know what I think would be fun, right? World Radio Day. Because, like, come on, you know, you take us in, you keep us right.
I thought it was World Radio Day, not take a hand out of somebody else day. And again, you know, I'm confused.
This is just
there's a full hour of me. I was on the bus the whole way up here.
A bunch of people were listening.
We were looking around to see if you.
And to listening. Make it worse, I was wearing my Q Radio jacket.
So no,
I'm sitting there and I can sort of see people looking around, going, "Really?
That's him from back in the day. That's your man."
Better music. This is Q Radio. You know, I wish you would have chosen some of my award-winning ones instead of that.
This is like you're an award-winning skier as well.
Well, I didn't want to bring it up.
Oh, Yasmin. No.
Give us a wee better music.
Well, can we talk about the skiing? I'm looking forward. I have to say, I'm looking forward to this ski trip now because I've got everything kind of packed a little bit.
Have you?
The case is down from the attic. Everything's kind of there.
Yeah.
Bought myself a shiny new helmet.
Did you?
Yeah.
Unreal.
It's lovely.
Are you not snowboarding this year, are you?
Yeah, well, as you know, I'm one of the cool kids, so I would be snowboarding, not skiing.
He doesn't like to brag, but he got a diploma.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard all about it.
Have you heard about it, Yasmin?
Yes.
I think everybody upstairs has heard about it as well.
You got a D, didn't you?
You see, I thought D was...
No,
rubbish.
I didn't. I got an A. No, I got an A. Oh, that means it's rubbish. It's back to front. Well, A is the equivalent of
a
D.
But you see, nobody told me... And I got an A, and then I thought it was really, really good. It was probably the first day I've ever got in my life, to be honest. And I thought it was really good. And then everyone then proceeded to tell me that, no, it's the wrong way around. Oh, actually, it's
rubbish.
A's.
It's actually rubbish.
Did you get a certificate when you were over, Yasmin?
I didn't actually get one.
Yas didn't get on a slope. He's joking. Yas was on the nursery slope.
Listen, Harry, little Harry listens to the show. He saw me ski. He's the only person... to have seen me ski.
Why were you doing it in the dead of night or something? How come nobody saw you?
Nobody saw me. Nobody took a video. Nobody. It's as if I didn't ski, but I did.
I saw you. I ski past
you
one day. No, I did. What? She had an instructor called Plumber, and he was like, "Is Plumber every day? You knock the door to get him come and collect Yaz and all your hers." It's the plumber.
And Yaz was like, "Oh no, not again."
But what you done was you held on to Plumber's waist.
Yes.
And you skied like right up against Plumber.
Well, yes.
Was Plumber an attractive man, perchance?
He was okay. He was nice. He
wouldn't
right.
kick him out of bed for.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Fragma, Toka's Miracle. That's what we need now. Let's bring the mood back down. Here we go. There we go. Of February, it's Tuesday. Just see your arm, just lift it and put it round that person beside you. You want to hug Yaz?
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. I got you a Valentine's card.
Did you?
No, I made one. I didn't have time to even give my wife a Valentine's Day card, but I'll do that after the show.
Do you know, I'll never forget one year I got really excited because I saw like an envelope in my pigeonhole. It wasn't at this job, it was another job. And do you know what it was?
What?
It was a Christmas card from the year before. I was raging. I'd forgotten about it. I thought I'd actually got a Valentine's card.
Well, this one was a wee bit of thought in it, look.
Oh, look.
I made you one. The cheapest person ever.
Happy Valentine's Day, Yaz. Who's Alan P?
Alan Partridge. Because I'm Alan. And you're my Lynn.
Oh, thank you.
Ah, you see.
Oh, that's lovely. Can I read it out?
Yes, you can read it out.
It says, I may have made this when three songs were playing back to back, but it's the thought that counts. Love, Alan P. Declan.
There you go.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
She is beaming. Beaming from ear to ear. Did you get me one?
I might colour it in. No, I didn't. No.
So Valentine's Day today, 14th of February. Does this mean, do I have to change my voice to be all like sexy? Like,
yeah. Well, you can just channel Abe.
Do you Abe Sessie?
Yeah, just do Abe Sessie.
When I say that, I mean an impression of Abe Sessie.
A day of love. Make sure you go to Marxie's.
And you get your love sausage.
Oh, they still do those.
I think they do the love sausage. Yeah. Why don't you send me a voice note? Shout out the one that you love. 077-02-687-001.
I can't keep that up for a whole day. But you know what to do? Please do send your Valentine's Day shout outs to that loved one of yours, and suggest a wee love song if you want as well.
Or even like a secret, if you fancy somebody, like, you know, like a secret admirer. Oh, I'd love to do all that. I love a bit of matchmaking, you know.
Aye, come on, we'll do that. That's good, actually. We'll do that.
No.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
There's one for all the ladies this morning.
Do you know what? That's probably part of my problem. What? Too fussy.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
And you'd think, like, by now, you know, I've always said this, by now I'd be, like, panic buying.
Yeah, that's what I meant by that.
Not
that don't impress me much. Sorry, lads. Suzanne sent me a little voice note this morning.
Good morning, Decky and Yaz. Happy Valentine's Day. You know what, Yaz? I'm crying for you, thinking about your card, your red envelope and all. Oh, God. But it reminded me, there was one time in work, Valentine's Day, and this huge, big card came in for me, and everyone was like, oh, my God, she's got a secret admirer. And I opened it up, and you know who it was from? Guide Dogs for the Blind, thanking me for the stamps it sent them. And the whole office was wetting themselves. They're like, only you could get a Valentine card from a guide dog for the blind. All the best.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Ah, oh, would you look? Some very soppy, lovely messages coming in now saying, good morning, Deggy. Will you wish my beautiful wife to be a happy Valentine's Day? Oh, will you play Picture This Unconditional? You big sweetheart. And then some voice notes coming through too. We've got some of the girls listening this morning.
Hi, Declan. It's Maria and all the girls from Fancy Fair. And we are making all the lovely bouquets for all the lovers, even though it's really tiring. We hope everybody has a happy Valentine's Day, and please play something romantic but upbeat for all the florists in the world.
Well, I'm thinking you hear the word flowers and you instantly think Miley Cyrus, but it could do a Fancy Fair version.
I can buy myself flowers.
Well, Maria,
write my name on the sign. Talk myself for hours. Yeah.
Sorry. That was horrendous.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Hello. It's the slow dance section.
Paolo Nutini, last request for Valentine's Day. Speaking of requests, some Valentine's Day requests are coming in. We'll get through a few of those after 8 and 9 this morning, so please do keep them coming. A little voice note for you, Yaz.
Okay, right, I'm ready for this.
You may not have got a Valentine's Day card from a man. Well, you got one from me, but like, it was made out of an A4 page. But you got a voice note this morning from probably the cutest Valentine you could get one from.
Okay.
So, Yaz, my mummy told me that you don't have a Valentine's. You don't need one, because I love you. Happy Valentine's, Yaz. Love you.
Oh, love you too, Harry. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm going to start crying. I've got fake lashes on. They're going to be on the floor in a minute.
Oh, she's like, crying, Harry.
Oh, Harry, that is absolutely adorable, isn't it? It really is.
Do you know what I think the cutest bit about it is? Happy Valentine's.
Valentine's.
Oh, Harry.
Oh, that, a really happy Valentine.
Q-Radio Traffic. The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Michael McIntyre's Big Show is a show that's on every single weekend. Yaz, you're in love with this show at the minute.
I just love, I love all the elements to it. It's just so funny. It's so, so good.
There's a segment of the show where he gets a celebrity's phone.
Yes.
Takes it on stage, goes through it, and sends messages to all the contacts and stuff like that. However, did you hear and see this clip over the weekend where a celebrity was on, handed over the phone, and Michael McIntyre suddenly came out with this?
Now, what is that phone? I'm a bit worried about it. That's not...
So this is, you know, the new Flip.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I don't know how to work this phone. I just got it for the drama of the flip. I actually don't know how to use...
The drama? It's exciting to flip it.
Bit of a...
Wow.
So this celebrity has your freaky flip annoying phone.
She does, yeah. Stacey Dooley.
Yeah, Michael McIntyre. Wee bit surprised by it.
Oh, he didn't like it.
No, come out with this next.
All right, I am now in possession of my first ever flip phone. Ooh. So, hopefully, wirelessly, your phone should now appear. Yay! Yay!
Wait for it.
This is your phone. It's quite impersonal.
Yeah, I know.
There's no screensaver. It's not really working.
No.
It's sort of pixel. Is it too late to get a... Can somebody go and buy another phone?
Buy an iPhone. Saying. If it hadn't been an iPhone, it would have worked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, even Michael McIntyre gets it. Those rubbish, stupid, strawberry flip phone things. Anyway, the feature, send to all. I thought it would be funny if we'd done a Valentine's Day special. So I've got your phone.
Yeah.
You've got my phone.
Yeah.
We've opened WhatsApp and we have created what is called a broadcast list. This means you can send whatever you want to all my contacts and I can send whatever I want to all of your contacts.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I even know your pattern now to unlock your phone.
I've actually selected 74 of your contacts.
74?
Yeah.
Right, okay. There is 30 of your...
Oh, that you're going easy on me. That's
so
good.
Well, I just couldn't be bothered going, ticking everybody. But I picked 30 people at random. So what are you writing in my message?
Well, because it is Valentine's Day, I've put Happy Valentine's Day. Also, thank you for those pink fluffy handcuffs. At least, I think they were from you. And then you just put a little kiss, because you'd put a wee kiss, would you?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. Well, you would if you were sending that message.
So you're sending that to how many people?
74 people.
All right, brilliant. Who did you pick? Because I don't want...
Oh, I can't tell you. Well, I don't even know half of them, to be honest.
Did you pick the big boss?
I took the big boss out.
That's all right. Thank God. Imagine getting that. Imagine big boss getting that, man. Right, I've got your phone and the message have sent to 30... Actually, do you know what? I'm going to add a few...
Is it Valentine's Day related?
I'm going to add a few more people.
But do not...
No, I've got 40... 50.
Oh, no.
Hey, I got your Valentine's card, you cheeky, cheeky flirt. I think you left your undies, though. Happy Valentine's?
Oh.
Kiss, would you put a kiss?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. XO or just X?
Just a kiss.
Just a kiss, right. Sent. That's sent.
Have you, I've not sent mine.
I've sent mine.
Oh, yours is sent.
So, sent at 8:15, and I just got a message from me on your phone. Oh, no way. Right, that's sent to 70-odd people.
Oh, I feel sick.
Can't wait
I
to
actually
see.
Feel really sick
I
and
can't
nervous.
Wait to see if anyone comes back quick, like, straight away. How do you check if someone's read it? You can't with a broadcast, I suppose.
No, you can't do it, but no.
Cheryl's come back right away.
Oh, Cheryl.
Cheryl's come back.
Well, actually, we met on Valentine's Day. This is kind of our anniversary. Cheryl. We met at a speed dating event on Valentine's Day.
Cheryl's king. Oh, she's come back a minute.
Keep being.
A minute later. Una's come back too.
Oh, no.
Una says, what? Exclamation point. That was definitely not me this time, I swear.
Oh yeah, she sent me a card last week and I thought it was a Valentine's card, but it was from Una. It was like an Oasis card. It had like a Liam Gallagher on it.
WTAF, who left their undies? You've been lucky. With a shamrock. That's come from Leanne S. Who's Leanne S?
Leanne Sloan, that's one of my school friends.
Just said a happy Valentine's Day, you lucky gal. Who's Vanessa?
Oh, Vanessa does a breakfast show. She's on the radio just now.
Oh, Vanessa's come back and said, ha ha, XX.
Oh, Jean Veach says, my pleasure, you big sexy beast. To
oh,
yours.
My God. Jean Veach. Did you say that Jean Veach?
Yeah.
Who else has got it? Oh, no.
Tommy from the ski
Tommy,
trip.
Tommy, who we're going to be talking to next week.
You'll not be able to look him in the eye now. He just said, you're welcome.
No way.
And do you want to know what the boss? I did say it's the boss.
No, you didn't.
I did. He says, it's a pleasure. I knew you'd like them. They suit you.
No, shut up. Did you?
Yeah.
Actually.
I did, yeah. Boss man Errol.
No, did you actually?
I did.
Oh my God. The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson. Oh my God. Messages are still coming in.
I know.
left, right and centre. So if you're just tuning in this morning, it's Q Radio Breakfast with Declan. Yaz's favourite show in the world is Michael McIntyre's Big Show. Mm. And he does a feature called Send All. We have taken each other's phones and we've sent quite a raunchy message to majority of our contacts.
Well, Valentine is Valentine's Day, so I went for Happy Valentine's Day. Also, thank you for those pink fluffy handcuffs. At least I think they were from you.
My message said, if I just get it up again here. Hey, I got your Valentine's card, you cheeky, cheeky flirt, winky face. I think you left your undies though. Happy Valentine's, X. People are still coming back. Vanessa, haha, XX. Addy, who's Addy?
Oh, Addy, one of my best friends.
Oh, yeah, Addy. She said, haha, WTF. Morag. Morag.
Oh, yeah, I used to work at Morag. Lovely woman. Yeah, she was.
Morag said, think you may have sent this to me by mistake. Laughy face, X. This is a lie. Like, full on text. This is brilliant. I think more text messages are starting to come in. Una's typing. What about me?
Well, Kelly, your lovely wife, said,
oh, God.
Kelly says, I got you the red ones.
Don't be telling them.
Lorraine says, you're welcome, Deck. Hope they match your little pink frilly knickers.
Is that Lorraine who?
Lorraine Hayes.
Oh my God.
Who's that?
It's, this is so random, but it's a woman I know from the Irish dancing world. She lives in Dublin. So, like, I don't even talk to her that much. So, to get a text from me saying that is probably a bit, you know.
Someone else said, not from me, I'm afraid. Hilarious. Did someone seriously send you handcuffs?
Who said that?
Colm.
Oh, was it Colm Q?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, do you know what? I think I sent one to his wife as well, because she's in my contacts, so that's awkward. Oh. Is that it for now?
I think so, yeah. Oh, that'll be refreshed.
Horrendous. Horrendous. I didn't know you could do this. At what?
Bridget.
Oh no.
No bother, hope you and Kelly enjoy them. Q Radio Traffic.
Queen, I want it all. It's one you can sing when you get home from work. You know? Good morning, happy Valentine's Day. Here, Jane text messages.
I know.
They're still coming in on my phone. Yeah, I was like, I gotta kill you. She's outside the studio, she's walking in now, but oh my God. There's Vinnie Hurl, who works in the BBC.
Yes.
She just sent me a message saying, I meant to send them to Yaz. Sorry, man. Jeff Robinson, the promoter, is just laughing.
Oh, Jeff.
Gary Kelly, yes, and the red silk blindfold also.
Ooh.
Eve's essay. Mate, nothing to do with me. And then Cara Byrne has texted me saying, is this one of those send-to-all pranks? Yes. Yes, it is. There's some of the messages I can't even read out, Jane. Mm. Honestly, they're just...
They're not safe for
morning radio. Yeah, safe for
the school
radio
run.
In
well,
general.
No school run because it's midterm, but yeah.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Callum Beattie, heart stops beating. A bit like mine this morning. Yaz, are you serious? How many people did you send this to?
I think it was about 75, maybe. I think I might have bumped up to 80, actually.
Still messages coming in. Amy Ruth Lynch sent me a message just to be a reminder of what Yaz sent to people. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for the pink fluffy handcuffs. At least I thought they were from you. Amy Ruth Lynch said, you're so welcome. Need them back for the weekend though. There's more coming in. Stop. This is so funny thinking about this. I don't think this was for me. Mark Kern said, anytime, mate. Anytime. Danielle Mackin, send this to my dad. Haha. Tommy too has texted me. Hi, Tommy too. And he said, was listening to the show. Hi, Yaz.
Oh, hi, Tommy.
Yeah, there you go.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Have an ashtray. That's what it sounds like, ashtray, doesn't it?
A little bit. We miss her lyric, yeah.
Does indeed. Q Radio Breakfast for Tuesday, Valentine's Day. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah. I was sort of like half Abe there, wasn't it? Right, on this morning's show, just shortly after 8 o'clock, we decided to do a little feature that Michael McIntyre does on his big show over the weekend called Send You All. I got your phone.
Yes, and funnily enough, Michael McIntyre got my phone on Saturday.
That's right,
the
yeah.
Same phone, like Stacey Dooley's got the same phone as me.
He had an absolute mirror with it. What was that lovely line he just said at the end there? He
said,
let's just hear that again, Michael.
It's sort of pixelated. Is it too late to get a... Can somebody go and buy another phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought of you. I thought of you when he said that. I thought, oh, that's exactly what Declan thinks about my phone. He doesn't like it.
He knows. It's rubbish. So, you got my phone this morning and you sent a text message to all of my contacts that said, Happy Valentine's Day. Also, thank you for those pink fluffy handcuffs. At least I think they were from you. ... I cannot tell you how many people have texted me this morning.
Is there anybody that I got, like, that I sent to that's, like, random that you don't really know that well?
Yes! Oh. Hundreds of people! Loads of people!
I was hoping for that.
There's so many. And some of them I need to be careful reading. Well, there's a mate of mine, Kevin Warren, in Dublin. Now, I wouldn't text him every day. He's just went, thanks, honey. Did you get that stuff from Ed yet? I don't even know what he's talking about. I don't know. There's Linda Bryans. The newsreader, Linda Bryans. Linda's come back and said, they were meant for Abe. Please put them back. Please. Aaron Fletcher, good mate of ours.
Oh, Aaron,
who used to work with Travel Solutions, said, are you two winding me up? Obviously, I've sent it to him. He's in your contact. And I sent it to him as well. Ryan Hand came back to me and said, Happy Valentine's Day. Ha ha ha. You too, sweetheart. Thanks for the present. Although, how do you turn it off? And Simona, who we're going to be seeing a lot of next week on the Q Radio ski trip, went, ha ha, you're welcome. They're from me and Tommy. Have you got any more texts?
Yeah, I've got. Well, you'd sent to my contacts. You said, hey, I got your Valentine's card, you cheeky, cheeky flirt. I think you left your undies, so happy Valentine's. Oh, no. And one from Aaron, same one that you got. And I've got one here. It's from Ali. He says, ha, 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 glad you got it. Sure, I can pick them up when I'm next over. And another Ali, it says, yeah, if you can wash them and return them, that would be awesome. And...
No, you can't.
I can't say the rest of it, but it was something about hard to shift.
Oh, no way. Do you know what I'm laughing at while we're doing this and we're reading out all these text messages that we've sent to each other's phones? HR just walking around outside the studio there. As you do.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Well, what about you, Q Radio Breakfast? Time to bring on our special guest this morning. I think she's from Dublin. Her name's Anna Clifford. She's a comedian and she's coming up to Belfast on the 22nd of February.
I am, yeah. I'm coming up on the 22nd of February to do my solo show, I See Deadly People. So I'm really looking forward to it.
As you can tell straight away, actually, you're from Dublin. I see deadly people. I love that.
Oh, yeah. I see deadly people, yeah.
What thing? Comedians are really good at coming up with show names. How'd you come up with that? Was it just the sort of...
I think it is like something like, you know, I was like, I brought this to Edinburgh for the whole month of August. So I think in Edinburgh, when there's like 3,000 shows on, like, you kind of have to have something, you know, that stands out. And people do often go for like puns or movie, like changed movie titles. So I guess... It just came to me when I was like, that, you know, the sixth sense. Remember, it's like, I see dead people.
What can you expect from the show? What sort of, do you pick on people in the audience? That's one thing I would want to know, actually.
Why are you going to sit up the front?
I might hide at the back of this one.
I don't pick. I wouldn't say I pick. I'm not like a hard, I'm not mean. I don't think I have a mean bone in my body, to be honest. So I won't go to that side, but I'll definitely chat to you, you know, and you're for a chat and have a laugh. But it's more, this is like my first ever hour, and it's more of storytelling as well as like with stand-up. So it's quite a unique story of having an existential crisis, which obviously happens to me every Sunday, but it was quite a big one in March 2020, and I went into a forest in Meath and I drank ayahuasca and I thought I'd figured out the world. And then when I got back, my world came crashing down in the form of pandemic, losing a boyfriend, almost losing my mum. So there was like so much to it. So you can expect, yeah, you can expect a mad story with lots of relatable stuff, bits of chats to the audience, not too mean. I don't know, unless you start shouting at me, I'll give it back to you.
do you often get hecklers? Like, have you had many hecklers over the years?
I think, you know what, like technically in comedy, like any kind of like any kind of anyone shouting out loud is a heckle, because you're like disturbing the flow. But luckily, like, anyone that's technically heckled me, like, it's all been like, you know, like when you're kind of asking a question but you don't really want to like the response and someone shouts out. So they're kind of, it's people getting involved kind of thing. If, you know, if anything, sometimes I've had like deathly silence and I wish someone would just shout at me like, get off.
No,
because the deathly silence is worse. So like,
you take a heckler over the deadly silence.
Yeah, like the worst heckle is probably like you're hearing people's like moving their chair slightly.
No joking. Are you going to be heading out after? Are you going to be doing any nightlife while you're
Yeah, where should I go?
Where should you go? Well, what do you drink? What's your tipple?
Oh, so it kind of depends. So like maybe if I'm gigging, I'll be drinking beer.
You'd actually be grand the limelight. Just say I sent you.
Tell me they're on the house as well.
Yeah, do. Chance your arm. You may as well chance your arm while you're up. But Anna, we'll look forward to it. Listen, we'll wish you all the best. And thank you so much for coming on to speak to us.
Thanks so much for having me. Cheers.
Look after yourself. All the best. Thank you, Anna.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson,
Miley Cyrus and Flowers. So on the show this morning, sort of off air while the songs were playing, we're talking about slogans, right? Because you gave me a slogan. I don't know how this came up. We just randomly started talking. So you gave me a slogan and I'm struggling big time here. Jim, if you know the answer, don't say it.
Okay. I was even giving you like clues, like, well, I don't know if you would say this, but like if you get in, well, I would say because I'm Scottish, if you get embarrassed, you would say this word, and it's kind of another word for this particular product.
In context, how would you use it?
I just got an absolute bleep.
Okay, right.
And I'd be embarrassed.
Okay,
and so the actual slogan is the ultimate driving machine.
So I know it's a car.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But I just can't think.
Maybe I've thrown you off with that little clue, that Scottish clue.
Do you know?
I don't.
Do you not know it?
It's going to be really obvious, yes. But it's 7:30 in the morning. My brain doesn't work. It is 7:30, isn't it? It is.
I'm raging because I know my cars and I know all the slogans and stuff as well.
If it's not Porsche, he's not involved.
Shut up. It's just this one I can't get. If you know, let me know.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
So glad the people are texting with the right answer. Because you know what? This was doing my clean head in. Davey in Belfast, Pauline, Owen Crossgar, John Doherty, well done. John the Mother Trucker, also right. And we've got Sarah in last minute as well, also right. It was BMW.
Yeah, Beamer.
Oh, and you even gave me a clue as well. Because you went, it's a German car brand. And I was like, Mercedes, no. Porsche,
you went through every other one.
Every other German brand, but it was BMW. I forgot. I just couldn't think. So many slogans. Slogans are brilliant. Like when you
think, I'm going to text you out some more.
There's been some brilliant ones. Mm. Dr. Pepper, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, that's a good one.
They stick.
You know, for years.
Because I remember when you heard, taste the rainbow.
Yeah.
You knew Skittles, like.
Uh huh.
You know, have you any favourites?
I'm loving it.
Oh, but. What a coincidence. Oh, brilliant.
Especially this time in the morning when I could think of a hash brown.
Do you know what I'm thinking? We don't have a slogan for the show.
No.
We don't. Right, we have a name. Q Radio Breakfast with Declan Wilson. Mm-hmm. Or Brekkie with Decky. Or whatever.
Yeah, I like Brekkie with Decky.
That was my idea.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, remember when I done my first ever radio demo? I was like, "Start your day sunny side up with Brekkie with Decky."
That's like, it writes itself. Brekkie, Decky. Yeah, that works.
No one liked it, so I just sort of ignored every other name and just winged it in there myself. You know what I mean? I just sort of went, "No, this is what it's being called." So I need a slogan. So if anyone wants to come up with a slogan for this show, I feel that would be good. I think it would be a good idea. 07702-687-001. What do you think this show's slogan should be? Please go easy on me, please.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
There's a slogan.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ready for this, Decky. No?
Oh, I think you were thinking of a jelly brand that could use that, but no, okay, right.
Flip jelly brands, use it for me. I don't think you're ready for Big Decky. Me coming on 6:00. Boom! What's a crack, Norn Arn? How are you? Slogans did come in, but wakey wakey, have your brekkie with number one Decky.
I don't mind that, actually. Yeah, that's quite good.
That was quite
a bit of a mouthful, but it's good.
I like this. I like the concept of what you're doing here, so thank you very much, Ben. Q Radio slogan, so this is a station.
Yeah.
Q Radio, because what's a Q without a U?
Yeah. Like it.
Listener base.
Thanks, like Ben.
That. Yeah. Wiki Wiki with Decky, Wiki Wiki, Brekkie with Decky, Wiki Wiki, it's Wilson's Brekkie, Wiki Wiki, Wilson's Brekkie.
It's quite long.
Quite long, yeah, sorry. Paul Mack is winning so far. Embrace the morning mayhem.
Oh, I like that one. That would be my favourite, actually.
Sums me up. Right, what have you got there?
Okay, so I've got some to test you out on, right? See how you get on. So let's go places.
Sorry to interrupt you. Oh my God, we need to stop that music. Yes, this is brilliant. Cracking tunes with a couple of balloons. Oh my God. Cracking tunes.
That's from Jamie. Yeah, that's
crackin'
good.
Cracking good tunes with a couple of balloons.
That kind of covers everything, doesn't it?
I'm writing that down. Crack and good tunes Keeping that one in the back burner. Cheers. Right, what have you got there, sorry?
Okay, Let's Go Places. That's the first one.
Let's Go Places is the first slogan. So this is a slogan quiz. Mm-hmm. Let's Go Places sounds like a taxi.
Well, Uber? Yeah. Nope. I'm going to give you the answer. Right? I'll maybe leave one if you don't get one. But okay. I'm going to give you it's Toyota.
Toyota, okay. Mm-hmm. Would never got that.
Have it your way.
Have it your way. Oh, what is that?
Uh-huh. There used to be one quite close to here, but there's not anymore.
Is it a Sam coffee place?
No.
Have it your way. Text if you know, by the way. I don't know.
Burger King,
okay.
Okay, say it with flowers.
Oh, Interflor.
Yeah, Interflora. Don't,
I know that.
Don't live life without it.
I'm not doing great here. Don't live life without it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
American Express.
Oh my God.
The happiest place on earth.
Disneyland World, whatever.
Taste the feeling. Yeah.
Is it?
No. It's not.
Okay.
Well, you know.
I don't know.
Coca-Cola. Think different.
Think different is Apple.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Going for because you're worth it.
Olay. No, L'Oreal. Yes.
And final one, right? There is no substitute.
There is no substitute?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a sandwich place?
No.
How about the sub? You know, I'm just thinking. Coffee shop?
No.
I don't know, actually.
Mm.
There is no...
You'll kick yourself.
There is no substitute. I haven't a clue. Help me out here. If you know, get in touch.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
I'm still none the wiser. There's no substitute.
There's no substitute, and you are going to kick yourself.
There's no substitute was the slogan. What is the brand? There's voice notes coming in here.
Decky, you absolute moppet.
All right.
There's no substitute. Hi. How can you not know there's no substitute? It's Porsche. You know those hairdressers' cars?
Oh, are you serious?
Morning, Yaz. How are you, love?
Morning.
Right, back to driving. Chat to you later. Bye-bye.
Good one, Yaz.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Wednesday mornings, Brekkie with Decky. I hope you're doing well. Do you know the saying, if it's not broken, don't fix it?
Yeah. Love that saying.
I live by that saying. Mm. Live by it. Well, you'll never guess what. We were talking about this a wee bit earlier on, but another kids' cartoon ruined. Barney the Dinosaur's had a makeover and fans are not happy with it.
I'm not particularly happy with it either.
I'm not happy with it. I don't like that. What is that? Barney did not have a makeover. I tell you what happened here. Barney has been on to Travel Solutions. He's got a ticket and he's went to Turkey and he's had a facelift, new teeth, fillers, Botox and liposuction. The whole shebang. And he's come back unrecognisable.
I know.
Like, that's weird.
I don't think his friends will recognise him, to be fair.
Bebop and what do you call the other one? You're like, you alright there, Barney? Have you had work done, Barney?
As long as his voice hasn't changed, that's the thing. I don't like when the voice has changed.
Well, sure, we had the Mario one the other day.
Yeah, Chris, it's just Pratt. Odd.
Ruined Mario for all the kids. Now Barney's been ruined. I mean this. Say if you go onto Google and you type in Barney 2024, because Mattel, do you know the toy company, are releasing a new Barney series. It's going to be out in 2024, and this new Rylan Barney is going to be the new Barney. I don't like it. Now, fans of the old Barney have taken to Twitter. One's wrote, I don't like Barney's face. What happened to it? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's
100%.
It.
Yeah. And another one went, WTF did they do to Barney? I refuse to watch. My child will never know of this. So it's made me think that this has happened a few times. We've just mentioned the Mario now. The voice is all different. Rubbish. Some of the best kids programmes ever.
I've just seen a picture. I didn't realise, right, but I've seen a picture of the Simpsons from back in 1987. I've seen you a picture of them, and they just don't.
You've seen them?
I'd never seen that picture before, and like Homer looks really angry for one.
That was a case of it's broken, we need to fix it. That's what that was.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Ed Sheeran. and Shivers, which describes how I sort of felt looking at that picture of Barney. A couple of people the same on the text saying, oh, I don't like the new Barney. A couple of people have mentioned the new Postman Pat too. Yeah, I don't like it, but I don't like the way they're trying to modernise all the classics as well. Postman Pat has an iPad now and a helicopter and a Lamborghini. He doesn't need it. Just where's the black and white cat and where's the wee van? All you need, Pat. And then we've had a different one here come in and said, Declan, you're talking about if it's not broke, don't fix it. I love the fact they used the same voice for Optimus Prime in the movies now as they did back in the 80s. Yeah, you see, that's sticking to what you know. Thanks for that one, Tony. Keep the messages coming in, please. There's still some slogans coming in for the breakfast show as well. There's Get Your Fill, Son, with Declan Wilson. We'll maybe stick to the slogan we have, actually. I'm thinking, if it's not broke, don't fix it, you know.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
First one said Fireman Sam, that's another one, Decky. We're absolutely ruined. Remember, sure, he used to be made out of plasticine?
Yes,
Yeah, they used to live in a wee village, Ponty Pandy. And the
right,
fire brigade were called every single day because Dillis in the shop had left the iron on or something. And then they were kept busy, Sam and mates back in the day.
Right, yeah.
Nowadays, they've got a sailor, they've got a speedboat, they've got a. Everything, it's just
Bob
ridiculous.
The Builder's changed as well, has he not?
Oh, Bob the Builder's.
Is it still Neil Morrissey that does the voice?
No.
Because if it's not, that's not Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder's now American. He's like, hey guys, can we fix it?
No.
Of course we can. Yeah, team. Let's go to home base.
That's
other
the guy
places
from,
available.
That's the guy, Tim Allen from Home Improvement. That's not Bob the Builder.
I know. No, it's horrendous. Like, and Fireman Sam's lost a pile of weight too. He's been PTing. He's been on a meal plan. It's ridiculous.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Jim from News just.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's not happy.
Ruined the Muppets for me. Absolutely rude. I didn't even know this happened because I always watch all the old Muppets.
Yeah.
Do you know Kermit had a new voice?
Well, I don't really know it's a huge difference. I know Jim, well he won't like that I've said that because he is not happy about this.
You don't notice the difference?
Not huge. It's not a huge difference.
Yaz, listen.
Thank you and welcome to the Mansion Show. Boo!
First of all, it's yay. It's not boo. Yay!
Just a wee, there's a couple of words in there. I think, oh, that doesn't sound like Kermit.
I'm disgusted.
This is
I'm
the new
sorry.
Kermit.
Any cartoon nowadays, absolutely rubbish. Just gonna say it. I sound, that's the oldest thing you'll ever hear me say. Oh, cartoons
back
were
in my
back in my day, let me tell you. It may have been in black and white, but by God, it was brilliant and they could all act. It was class, me tell you now.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
One Direction on Q Radio. I hope you're good. Welcome to Thursday's show. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
I said this just before you come in, before news. You strike me as the kind of person that would camp outside a concert to get to the front row.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. I've also like camped out for tickets. I wouldn't do it now. I probably wouldn't do it now. Like,
I
would, you know,
no,
but
precious
like in my
now for us.
Well, yeah. So when I was like, yeah, it must have been about maybe 14, 15, camped overnight for like Oasis tickets. So
I called it.
Yeah. It was always Oasis, though. It was like, well, and then it was a place in Loch Lomond, and they were doing, it was like when they did Nebworth, so they did like a mini version of Nebworth in Loch Lomond, and I wanted to be at the front.
And did
I
got you get to the front?
Yeah, but I had to go the night before.
And you slept out?
Yeah, but it was a really good atmosphere. I remember a guy with a guitar, an older guy, and I remember him saying, oh, what's your name? And then he started singing a song that had like my name in it, but it wasn't really my, it was like Jasmine. Was like the Isley Brothers, is it? Blown through the Jasmine in my mind, something like that. And I did it again for a wet, wet, wet gig. And I think I was telling you this the other day.
Uh-huh.
So I queued for like nearly all day. And then I was at the front, it was fantastic. And then like halfway through the gig, Marty Pell and the guys, like, they go to a stage in the middle of the arena.
Oh, yeah.
So I was at the back. I'm like, not being funny, I did not queue for like 9 hours to be at the back.
So you were fuming, you ended up being at the back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrendous.
Yeah.
Now, I can hand on heart honestly say, yeah, I have never camped out to go to a gig or camped out for a games console. Usually they get those people that go, oh, the Lego Flex box is coming out,
yeah,
I must camp out and be the first to play it.
Or Boxing Day sales. I used to see people queuing for Boxing Day sales.
That's right, for the shops and stuff,
yeah,
to go in and get all the discounts first.
Yeah.
Black Friday deals and stuff like that. People camp out for all that kind of stuff, don't they?
I wouldn't do that, but
no.
Yeah.
Well, it's mad, and some people camp out for really different things. So I want to know, have you ever camped outside for something? Like a gig or a bargain or whatever? Like a, I don't know, what could you say? Like tickets? A gig?
Just anything you're really passionate about, I suppose.
A games console? Yeah. The latest iPhone? Because you get people that are like, oh my God, the iPhone 5
drops
tomorrow.
We'll be the first to get it.
Yeah, and they need to be the first person in Northern Ireland to get it. Voice note is, let us know, 07702-687-001. A little bit of inspiration for you.
Hi Declan, currently camping outside Asda right now, trying to get this prime drink for my son. Not holding my breath.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Stereo MCs, Step It Up. Now, Harry Styles fans have been warned, if they're heading to any of Australian gigs, not to camp outside, because they'll be forcibly removed or they'll be banned from getting into the concert. So I'm asking you the question this morning: have you ever slept outside for tickets, for the latest games console, for the latest mobile phone? Have you ever been that person that's camped outside? So some voice notes coming in.
Good morning, Declan.
Whoa, that was fast. Hold on. Let's slow that one down. It's the old WhatsApp on times two there.
Good morning, Declan. Yeah, so in 1998, my daddy, I was a big Boyzone fan, and my daddy camped out all night, no matter, because Route 66, the record shop, was camped out all night. And I knew nothing about it. And my mum and my brother actually went to the length to know that, so I wouldn't know what was happening. They pushed the car to the road during the night so they could go and feed my poor daddy. Daddy is the best, like, but yeah, that's my dad. Donny camped all out and he got the tickets too. And yeah, so yeah, dad's a rock star.
How cute's that? Daddy camping out to go and get the girls' boys' own tickets. Isn't that class?
Yeah.
So nice. And here, hold on.
And I think it was like November time, so it was super cold too. So poor Dalek.
Oh, wee Daddy would have been freezing.
That is lovely. But my friend's dad actually brought us soup. He didn't camp out for us, but he did bring us soup.
No way. He did he? Yeah. And a wee flask and all. Did he hand you all cups and all? I'm like, yours must be freezing.
I know. And we were like, honestly, because I felt really bad for everybody else.
I brought you some Scottish broth. Here you go. Share it out. What soup was it?
Oh, I can't remember, but you know, I was just so happy to get those tickets.
These are the finer details you need to remember. Yes, what flavour of soup was it?
Just remember getting the Oasis tickets. That was the main thing.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. We were talking about when have you camped out for something. There's Wendy in Belfast said, morning guys, my dad actually took my son to queue up for the new Harry Potter book at the time. It's from Wendy.
Nice one, Wendy.
Fair play, Wendy. Jim, you camped out for Cliff Richard tickets.
Yeah. Any time Cliffy Baby is there, I will always queue. But I was saying it just before we came in there, I've queued, done the tent thing twice for Wimbledon.
Really?
My lovely wife did it once and never again.
I didn't put Jim down as a Wimbledon fan.
No, but at least you've been that as quite
I'm
a nice
so middle,
thing.
I'm so
to.
Aspiring to be middle class. That's,
but then, of course, he likes Cliff Richard, who loves tennis.
Yeah, he does. He's at Wimbledon usually, isn't he?
What can I say? Cliff Richard is my hero.
Got my racket here, Jim. Fancy give it to me.
I'm joining all the dots. Yeah, Wimbledon, Cliff Richard. You just fan of Cliff
Richard. I can imagine Cliff and Jim in cream coloured hot pants.
Eating strawberries and cream. Like sharing
with a bit
like
of Pims. Bit of Pims, just having a wee game of tennis.
Listening to We're All Going on Our Summer Holiday.
No one would be doing any smashes. It would just be a nice wee boop.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Ollie Murs, Dear Darling, before that. Birthday boy tomorrow, Ed Sheeran, unbelievable. Do you know what I think's mad, Yaz? He's going to be 32 years old.
Yeah.
32, worth $200 million.
Yeah.
Imagine being that successful. He's only 2 years older than me. And then there's me, 30 years old. My own breakfast show, eh? Talk about success.
Exactly.
Hey, Ed, where are you? Do you have a radio show, Ed Sheeran? No, you don't. He does have £2 million, but £200 million, sorry. Unreal. Birthday. What do you think? What would you buy Ed Sheeran for his birthday?
What's this?
No, so really random. Why?
Because, well, it was years ago. It would have been a good 11 years ago. And I had to go out and buy him bags of WhatsApps. He was coming to a radio station that I was working at. You know, they've got like a rider. Well, they don't always have that, but he did have a bit of a rider. And I had to go and get him like bags and bags of WhatsApps.
Really?
So he loves WhatsApps. Yeah.
Ed Sheeran, you can have anything you want. What do you want? A bag of WhatsApps.
Send that Yaz out to get some WhatsApps. Yep.
I know what you'd have on your rider, scampi and lemon knickknacks.
I'd have scampi and lemon knickknacks. I'd have cheese scones, sugar-free Red Bull, good coffee. I'm a bit of a coffee snob. I'd have someone to massage my feet and someone to massage my head.
Good luck.
touch them. What are you joking?
What would you have?
I would probably have, well, I'd have a pump of Guinness. You know, like a Guinness pump on demand with freezing cold Guinness, because as you can tell, a bit of a veranda over the toy shop. I like my Guinness. Honey chili chicken, fried rice and curry sauce. The favourite Chinese order. Jim McLean from News feeding me strawberries in cream hot pants.
With Cliff Richard.
With Cliff Richard.
Well, everywhere Jim goes with strawberries and cream, Cliff Richard follows.
Absolutely. I'd have a childminder because someone needs to watch the child.
Yeah.
Because I'd have Kelly in enjoying the rider list with me. Pour to six red wine and some jammy red root just to differ between the wines. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know them wee smiley face sweets?
No.
No, they're like jellies. They're amazing. And I haven't got them in years, so just I would send someone out to scar the nation for those. A hot tub probably as well, because you know you want to chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Pepperoni pizza.
How long does this go on for?
Strong coffee. Nambari tea. I like Nambari tea. It's good. Galaxy. I like Galaxies. Galaxy chocolate bars.
Okay, I'm having Dairy Milk then.
Okay, Dairy Milk. You can have that. And Vocal Zone tablets if I was a singer, because they really help with the voice after all the wine, beer, rank, chocolate, though. And honey chili chicken. Probably have those.
Mm-hmm.
That's, other than that, that's it. Like, that's, you know.
That's doable.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Snow Patrol and Spitting Games. Good morning. And welcome to Friday's Breakfast Show. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I just taken this Sunday we go on a ski trip.
I know, I can't believe it. And have you packed? I've not packed.
No, I've done nothing.
Oh, no, me neither.
I know. And usually I'm the organised one. Like, oh. I expected this from you, Yaz. I know you're very last minute with everything. But I have nothing done.
Nope.
Nothing whatsoever done. But just before news there, right, I did say that as a parent, I use this to my advantage all the time.
Okay.
And I'm pretty confident that other people listening may do the same.
Okay.
I use the child as an excuse.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm sure people do.
I'm pretty
confident.
And it's
a really good excuse.
It is, yeah. So, Eve is now what? A month and a half, nearly 2 months? And she loves the Wiggles.
Oh yeah, you were introducing me to the Wiggles yesterday.
Eve hasn't a clue what the Wiggles are. I'll be honest.
It's you that loves them.
I love the Wiggles.
Did you not private message them?
I did. They followed me back on Instagram.
So they're like, well,
I used to watch the Wiggles. I had them in VHS growing up. Now maybe at the time I was a wee bit old to be watching the Wiggles. I don't care. They're class. They've got banger tunes and I love them.
They're kind of like the Australian version of, I don't even know, would you know who the Singing Kettle is?
Yes, I know the Singing Kettle.
They're from my neck of the woods. They're from King's Kettle and Fife.
Are they?
Yeah.
The red kettle that was always on the VHS tapes.
Yeah, yeah.
I know the Singing Kettle. But the Wiggles, right, I watched them growing up and now I'm trying to, is this the right term, bully my daughter into liking the Wiggles?
Trying to get it, yeah. Trying to be an influence.
I mean, how could you not like this?
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Wait for the high bit.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Go for it, son.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad. Let's make some fruit salad today.
You should do like a mashup with like Justin Bieber's Yummy.
Oh, I never thought of that.
You would be able to do that.
Fruit salad, gotta get that yummy, yummy, yum. Now that's not the only banging Wiggles tune, right? They have one called they have one called Rock About Your Bar, and it's class. When you hear this, it's very French.
Yeah.
Ready for this? You'll love this one, Yaz. Here we go.
Everybody clap, 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 clap. Everybody sing, la 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 la. Bow to your partner.
Wait for the chorus.
Then you turn around.
Yippee!
Hands in the air, rock by your bear.
Come on, do you not think that's banging?
It's catchy, it's catchy.
Of course it is.
I prefer Rod, Jade and Freddie though.
Ah, no.
From my rainbow days, yep.
No way. If you're Australian, of course, you'll be listening to the Wiggles now going, oh, they're my heroes, because Bridget from our social media team,
she grew up
with the
them.
Wiggles, followed me back. She was like, hey, my good Declan, they're my absolute heroes. I bloody love the Wiggles, I do. They're bloody brilliant. But I do want to throw this question out. Have you ever used the child as an excuse for something that really it's you that loves it?
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
So the this morning. I was saying I use my daughter to watch The Wiggles. It's really for me. Gemma's been in touch and she went, I use my son Harry to get out of stuff all the time. Oh, Harry can't go. Oh, neither can I. Does not ski
trip. I was about to say that better not apply to the ski trip. We want you guys on the slopes.
And right, here we've got a phone call coming in from Jenny. How are you, Jenny?
Hello.
Hello.
What about spaghetti?
Oh, that's a Wiggles tune. I know what one you're on about. Hold on, let's put that on. That's Hot Potato, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Absolute banger. Absolute
banger.
Do you want me to play it for you, Jenny?
Oh, aye, yeah.
Right, let's get that on. No, we don't want the new Wiggles because the new Wiggles ruined it a wee bit, didn't they?
They did, yes.
Yeah, we'll want the
original.
No offence to the new Wiggles. We want the old ones. These guys.
Potato, hot potato.
Sing it, Jenny. Hot potato. Clearly, Jenny, this is a guilty pleasure of yours too, then, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
The All-Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
Yo.
Joel, how you doing, mate?
How you doing, man? Yeah, all good, thanks.
Good stuff. Nice to have you back on Q Radio. Different face this time. I think the last time you were on, you were chatting to our Connor, was it, Connor?
That's right, yeah, man. But yeah, honestly, thank you for having me on. I appreciate your time, man.
Not a problem at all. Matching T-shirts and all, look at that.
Oi, oi, come on.
Only I haven't quite got the same... Same chiseled look as yourself. How are you doing, mate? Are you keeping well? You're looking great.
Thanks, bro. You know what? I've just been lucky enough to be away for a few weeks. I was DJing out in Dubai for the last couple of weeks. So yeah, it's been nice to get a bit of sun and a bit of a sort of mental reset and come back feeling fresh and ready now to crush this year.
No better way to start the year than a UK tour. You're gonna be here in Belfast, Telegraph Building.
Listen, every time I come to Belfast, it's always so special. Telegraph Building, iconic venue, and it's my favorite venue in Belfast. It always goes off. And look, over the years, I've spent so much time playing in Belfast. At one point, I was nearly in Northern Ireland every weekend. At one point, I should have just brought a house there. Do you know what I mean? So, it's always good to come back, and it's going to be a big, big night.
The night before St. Patrick's Day, for one as well, 16th of March.
I know, timed it perfectly, right? And Paddy's Day, I've experienced a few of them over in Northern Ireland and Ireland, and I always, always love it. So I'm looking forward to a Guinness or two the next day.
That's what I was going to ask. Have you tried a Guinness in up the north yet? Have you tried a Guinness?
Oh, God, yeah. Of course, it's tradition. Whenever I come over, it's the first thing I like to go and get. And I'm gonna have my mates with me, all my crew that are coming for the tour. So yeah, we're definitely gonna celebrate that for sure. I can't wait.
And here, you've a busy summer planned as well. Did I hear somewhere you're heading to Ibiza again this summer, are you?
Yep, so I'm gonna be doing my residency at Ibiza Rocks again. It's so successful last summer. Every Wednesday at Ibiza Rocks, and I'm back for another year. It's even longer this time. It's 18 weeks long. So I'm going to hopefully scrub up on my Espanol this summer because I'm going to be over there for so long.
So I was going to say, obviously, Ibiza class. Like, do you get much downtime, or is it just like work, sleep, work, sleep, work, sleep, eat, sleep, work?
Well, last summer, it definitely was like that because, it was my first year sort of post-pandemic global touring.
Yeah.
And I just yes to every single gig, I was literally DJing in Ibiza, finishing the set, going to the airport, flying to another country, then flying to America, then back again. And it was like that for 4 months straight. Probably said yes to too many gigs, but listen, DJing is my passion. And when it's on the table, I'm like, yep, I'll do that. Just get me everywhere. So this year, I'm going to plan it a little bit better. So I do get to spend a bit more time in Ibiza because, Ibiza is such a special place to me. And I love being there. I'm at my happiest when I'm there. So looking forward to spending a bit more time on the island this summer.
The other thing I wanted to ask, have you ever had a night out in Belfast?
Oh God, I've had so many nights out in Belfast. Like I said, over the years I've been over so many times, and I've played in a lot of venues, and there's always an after party going on. it's a great place to party, man. I love the people. I always feel so welcome when I come there, and look, no one parties like the Northern Irish. Honestly, I've always said that as well. Like, they are the most up for it crowd.
But I guess the question I'm asking you, Joel, is will you be up for it, or will you be in your hotel room having a bubble bath?
Yeah, it kind of like depends on the schedule. So if I've got like a day off somewhere, you know, I'm always up for staying out and, you know, having a drink and having a bit of a party and see what's going on and meeting people and enjoying the night. Or if I've literally got to go to the airport straight after the gig or fly the next morning, I'll probably get myself home and get myself in a nice hot bubble bath, unwind, watch a bit of Gordon Ramsay on YouTube and get myself to bed.
A bit of kip, you're just right. We're going to play a track of yours now on the radio, on the breakfast show. We'll love you here at the station. We'll play, yeah, I'd say every day on the show, 100%. There's a Joel Corry track.
Thanks so much for the support, man, and I appreciate you guys so much. And yeah, looking forward to being back in Belfast, Telegraph Building, 16th of March. I'll see you there.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
There he is, the ginger Jesus. You know, it's his birthday today as well, Jimmy.
Yes, yeah, I didn't realise that until Yaz mentioned it earlier. You know, all the greats on the 17th of February.
I'm telling you, Ed Sheeran is 32, you think he is? 32, 2 years older than me, and I'm just as successful.
Just as successful.
Just as good looking too.
And cute and gorgeous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Birthday shout-outs coming in for you, Jimmy. What do you hear this? Very special one.
Morning, Q Radio. Ray Winston here. I'd just like to wish Jane Veitch a very happy birthday to the poshest bird who reads the news in Northern Ireland. Always celebrate responsibly.
The poshest bird.
Brilliant. Now, I know what you're thinking. How do you take this?
Don't you know? Pump it up. You've got to pump it up.
And this.
Ocky, ocky, ocky.
It's actually oggy, but we'll say nothing. And this.
Get the feeling that I never, ever, 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 ever had before.
And turn it into a song.
I can't. I don't know.
Jane Veitch, are you familiar with the DJ Avicii?
Yes.
Do you know the way your surname's Veitch?
Yes.
I thought it would be good if we mixed the two of them together.
It just seems to work, doesn't it?
And we've come up with Javici.
Ooh.
Or Jane Veitch, whatever you prefer. What would you like to know, be known as globally?
Maybe Jane Veitch.
Jane Veitch, okay. Yeah. Jane Veitch, your own birthday remix of Avicii's Levels. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Okay, good. Stay with me in the studio. Here it is, the world exclusive from Gian Vici. It's Levels on Q Radio. Happy Friday! Now, Jane, this is the part, right, where it goes nice and quiet, okay? And then there's a wee bit of a build.
Uh-huh.
And then you come in with a vocal, all right?
Okay.
Right, so stay tuned. Here we go, here we go, right. Little build, here we go. Are you ready, Javici?
Yeah.
Here we go, right. Building suspense, Jim Veitch. I promise you it's gonna be worth it. Jim Veitch, take it away. Ready?
Whoa, whoa, oh, sometimes I get the feeling. Get the feeling that I never, ever, 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 ever had before. Whoa, oh, sometimes I get the feeling. Get the feeling that I never, ever, ever, ever had before.
Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up. Okie, okie, okie.
Do you like it?
I love it.
There you go. Your I own birthday it. Remix.
You've got to pump it up. I love it.
There you go.
Thank
Let's
you
hear
so
from
much.
GMH on a birthday.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
The All Day Breakfast with Declan Wilson.
There we go. Another one complete. We're probably coming back from the ski trip now, all sad and depressed that it's over. I'm only joking you. Thank you very much for listening. If you made it the whole way through, fair play to you. Make sure you subscribe so you can come again next week and we'll do the whole thing all over again with new bits and new things and exciting things and funny things and stuff like that there. Thank you very much. Make sure you follow us on the socials as well. QRadio_official. And thank you for listening.
The All Day Breakfast Podcast. Brought to you by Travel Solutions.